When I kept hearing people talk about Super Size Me, their take-home message was fast food is bad. You know, I thought, well, that's fine, but did it change the way anyone was eating? And fast food is still going just as strong now as it was. And so the message they were taking home from that, I think, was the wrong message. It wasn't that fast food made this man fat and gain all that weight. It was eating too much food.
What are you trying to convey? What message are you trying to convey with this film and suggestions for a healthy diet and still eating a fair amount of fast food?
Actually, a fair amount is probably not that accurate. I think that there are healthy choices out there in the fast food restaurants. And if we start choosing those healthy choices, we will get more healthy choices. The industry has tried over the years to produce healthy things and put them on the menu, but they haven't been selected by the consumer, and so they took them off the menu. And so what is really going to change the face of the fast food industry are our choices. If we start choosing those healthy alternatives, they're going to continue to have them on the menu, and they'll provide more. It's economics for them. If we buy it, they'll provide more of it.
Your film was shot over the summer at 10 restaurants in Coles County, featured two dietetics graduate students. Did they volunteer to be the subject, so to speak?
Well, you know, what I wanted to do is to get someone bigger than the guy in Super Size Me. And my original goal was to have someone eat the exact same food that he did. If I had found someone that was very heavy, they could have eaten the same things he ate and they could have lost weight. And then I had a difficult time finding out exactly what he ate. I thought I'd be able to find it published, but I couldn't find that. So what I decided to do was to get a large male, 254 pounds, and a young lady who is 108 pounds that needs a small portion, and see if both of these two could eat fast food for 30 days and not gain weight and maintain their health. Because the subject in Super Size Me, after about a week, certainly by 2 weeks, his liver enzymes were so elevated, his liver was shutting down. I never would have guessed it before that film. You could eat so much food in 2 weeks that it could start to kill you. And that's what was happening with him. And so I wanted to get the focus off of fast food and get it onto the real issue in America, which is too much food.
I assume their rules compared to what Morgan Spurlock did were a little more lax. You didn't have to all go to one fast food chain and had a few more options on the menu.
Exactly. But then he just made his own choices and ate way too much. And so what I wanted to do, though, because that take-home message was fast food is bad, I wanted them to look out there for the healthy choices. Did they eat hamburgers and fries? I think they did once in a while. It wasn't their staple. But they did find that out there, and they did eat it. My goal was not to show that fast food is bad or harmful. I wanted to see if you could make healthy choices. Can you find the right amount of food? And if you do, can you maintain your health and maintain your weight? And they could.
So where all did they eat at?
I think for breakfast, they ate mostly at McDonald's. And they did tend to eat three meals a day. For lunch, they ate at a variety of places. They ate Subway quite a bit. And then for dinner, they just, wherever they were, they ate. And they both talk about stories where they're at a wedding and they have to leave the wedding and leave the nice meal to go out and get fast food.
So what are your goals for this film?
Probably marketed through companies that sell nutrition information to schools, high schools, colleges. We've got a couple of publishers that sell family and consumer science textbooks, books, and films for educational purposes. Really, the audience that I would like to reach are high school and college students, and I hope to get it into a lot of curriculum where people will look at this and they can show it in health classes and get students' minds focused on looking for healthy choices.